For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The 4th of July was an important time to promote meat products for many segments of the American livestock industry, but that promotional work doesn't end with the holiday. Export market development has become increasingly important to the pork industry, and some new programs have been implemented to boost pork exports to Mexico. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Per capita pork consumption in Mexico is currently about half of the per capita consumption in the U.S. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has been working in recent months to try to change that situation, according to Regional Director Chad Russell.
Mexico, on a per capita basis, does not consume large quantities of pork, and we think there's a potential upside to increase that per capita consumption through deploying a well-thought-out consumer campaign, which involves several elements, one of which would be a media campaign using television, radio, other media. And in addition, another important element would be the use of point-of-sale materials at key retail outlets. So in just recent weeks, we've reached some agreements with some key supermarket chains in Mexico, some of the largest ones.
Russell says research indicated that many Mexican consumers had plenty of ideas about how to prepare beef but lacked recipes for pork. That situation will be changing.
They've agreed to deploy and use many of these point-of-sale materials at the meat cases, including the recipes. That was one of the key constraints we found out in our research.
Russell says in the first quarter of this year, U.S. pork exports to Mexico increased by 17%. He says a combination of factors ranging from high corn costs for Mexican farmers to the elimination of some trade duties on U.S. pork have contributed to the situation. Bonnie Jolly is the executive director of the Kentucky Pork Producers Association based in Elizabethtown. She says farmers in the Bluegrass State have been working on export development for many decades.
Well, if we do not promote our own products, no one else will. And we have a very safe and affordable product, and we're very proud of our product. So I think every producer needs to be promoting their product.
Jolly says pork producers across the United States participate in the marketing effort through a checkoff program.
For every animal that is sold, the checkoff is 40 cents per $100. So that's just checkoff. The money goes from the packer to the National Pork Board, and then the National Pork Board sends it out to the states. But our checkoff dollars are involved in doing exporting. I think agriculture just understands that to stay in business, be competitive, that you have to reach out for markets everywhere.
Jolly says many pork producers in the region are concerned about the impact the very dry June growing season could have had on the corn and soybean crops and what that might mean for feed costs for livestock production.
There are concerns out there from our producers, and it's because of our crops, our corn crops, soybean crops, wheat crops, all that have been short and are going to be short this year because of the drought. And, of course, that affects everything in agriculture, so their inputs are going to be up a lot, and it's going to be harder to make a profit margin. Feed costs will be going up.
Chad Russell says U.S. meat exports to Mexico were valued at just under $300 million during the first 3 months of this year. He says that's one reason for optimism in the pork industry.
We have these memorandums of understanding negotiated with these retail partners, and part of that is that they need to report to us on a regular basis any changes in sales of pork through their outlets. So we're trying to evaluate the effectiveness of this part of the campaign. And also, they've agreed to do some advertising on their own in terms of promoting pork to their customers through their normal advertising channels.
Chad Russell is the regional director for the Denver-based U.S. Meat Export Federation working in Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.